This sound file contains the spoken word version of a Wikipedia article on Russell's Teapot. It is recorded by user S. Whistler, and the material was recorded on the 1st of May, 2012. Russell's Teapot, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Russell's Teapot. Russell's Teapot, sometimes called the Celestial Teapot or Cosmic Teapot, is an analogy first coined by the philosopher Bertrand Russell, 1872-1970, to illustrate the idea that the philosophic burden of proof lies upon a person making scientifically unfalsifiable claims, rather than shifting the burden of proof to others, specifically in the case of religion. Russell wrote that if he claimed that a teapot were orbiting the sun, somewhere in space between the Earth and Mars, it would be nonsensical for him to expect others not to doubt him on the grounds that they could not prove him wrong. Russell's teapot is still referred to in discussions concerning the existence of God. Contents. 1. Russell's argument. 2. Analysis. 3. Counterarguments. 4. Parody. Russell's argument. In an article titled Is There a God?, commissioned but never published by Illustrated Magazine in 1952, Russell wrote, "Many orthodox people speak as though it were the business of skeptics to disprove received dogmas rather than of dogmatists to prove them. This is, of course, a mistake. If I were to suggest that between Earth and Mars there is a china teapot revolving around the Sun in an elliptical orbit, nobody would be able to disprove my assertion, provided I were careful to add that the teapot is too small to be revealed even by our most powerful telescopes. But if I were to go on to say that, since my assertion cannot be disproved, it is intolerable presumption on the part of human reason to doubt it, I should rightly be thought to be talking nonsense. If, however, the existence of such a teapot were affirmed in ancient books, taught as sacred truth every Sunday, and instilled into the minds of children at school, hesitation to believe in its existence would become a mark of eccentricity and entitle the doubter to the attentions of a psychiatrist in an enlightened age or of the inquisitor in an earlier time." In 1958, Russell elaborated on the analogy as a reason for his own atheism. "I ought to call myself an agnostic, but, for all practical purposes, I am an atheist. I do not think that the existence of the Christian God any more probable than the existence of the gods of Olympus or Valhalla. To take another illustration, nobody can prove that there is not, between Earth and Mars, a china teapot revolving in an elliptical orbit, but nobody thinks this sufficiently likely to be taken into account in practice. I think the Christian God just as unlikely." Analysis. Peter Atkins said that the point of Russell's teapot is that no one can prove a negative, and therefore Occam's razor suggests that the most simple theory, in which there is no supreme being, should trump the more complex theory with a supreme being. He notes that this argument is not good enough to convince the religious, because religious evidence is experienced through personal revelation or received wisdom, which cannot be objectively verified and are not accepted forms of scientific evidence. In his books A Devil's Chaplain, 2003, and The God Delusion, 2006, Richard Dawkins uses the teapot as an analogy of an argument against what he termed agnostic consolation, a policy of intellectual appeasement that allows for philosophical domains that concern exclusively religious matters. Science has no way of establishing the existence or non-existence of a god. Therefore, according to the agnostic consolator, because it is a matter of individual taste, belief and disbelief in a supreme being are deserving of equal respect and attention. Dawkins presents the teapot as a reductio ad absurdum of this position. If agnosticism demands giving equal respect to the belief and disbelief of a supreme being, then it must also give equal respect to belief in an orbiting teapot, since the existence of an orbiting teapot is just as plausible scientifically as the existence of a supreme being. Carl Sagan uses Russell's teapot in the chapter The Dragon in My Garage in his book The Demon-Haunted World, and says, "Your inability to invalidate my hypothesis is not at all the same thing as proving it true." Counterarguments. Literary critic and novelist James Wood, without believing in a god, says that belief in God is a good deal more reasonable than belief in a teapot, because God is a grand and big idea which is not analogically disproved by reference to celestial teapots or vacuum cleaners which lack the necessary bigness and grandeur, and because God cannot be reified, cannot be turned into a mere thing. Philosopher Paul Chamberlain says it is logically erroneous to assert that positive truth claims bear a burden of proof while negative truth claims do not. He notes that all truth claims bear a burden of proof, and that like Mother Goose and the Tooth Fairy, the teapot bears the greater burden not because of its negativity, but because of its triviality, arguing that when we substitute normal, serious characters, such as Plato, Nero, Winston Churchill, or George Washington, in place of these fictional characters, it becomes clear that anyone denying the existence of these figures has a burden of proof equal to, or in some cases greater than, the person claiming they do exist. Another counterargument advanced by philosopher Eric Ryton is that belief in God is different from belief in a teapot because teapots are physical and therefore, in principle, verifiable, and that given what we know about the physical world, we have no good reason to think that belief in Russell's teapot is justified, and at least some reason to think it not. Parody. The concept of Russell's teapot has been extrapolated into more explicitly religious parodying forms, such as the invisible pink unicorn and the flying spaghetti monster.